If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? Well, this morning, we're ready to take it back. In time.
Back in time.
We're going to time travel to Saturday afternoon at the Red Dog in Puyallup. We took Beat Migs on the road, Steve.
Yes, we did.
And this is what went down.
Steve, where are we at?
We are at the Red Dog here in lovely Sunrise Village in Puyallup for Sunrise de Mayo. Taryn Daly, it's about time.
It's about time for Beat Migs. And we have Tyrone from
Puyallup.
Oh, he's a local boy taking on another local boy.
And shout out to Tyrone. Tyrone's the man who made our St. Patrick's Day banner for our big St. Patrick's Day, our little St. Patrick's Day parade in Stanwood.
That is right. So Tyrone is in the house. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right. I'm
right over there.
Enjoy more pink lemonade.
For those who are playing along at home, Tyrone is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Tyrone, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What county is Puyallup in?
Pierce.
Correct. Cinco de Mayo celebrates Mexico's victory at the Battle of Puebla over what country?
America. France.
Yes. What river runs through Puyallup?
The Puyallup.
It sure does. During the Washington State Fair, what day of the week is it closed?
Tuesdays.
It is. How many trumpets are in a standard mariachi band?
3.
No.
2.
Yes. Who is the mayor of Puyallup?
Julie Dorr.
No.
Me.
No.
Steve Migs.
No. How many high schools does Puyallup have?
3.
That's correct. In what month does Mexico celebrate its Independence Day?
May.
No.
February.
No.
November.
No. What Washington City's name translates to the generous people in Lachutseed?
Puyallup?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
How many countries border Mexico?
1.
No.
2.
No.
3.
Yes. And with that, Tyrone, you got 8 correct.
Yeah!
8 correct! Let's hear it! Here comes Steve.
He's going down.
So I met this guy named Kyle, and as we're talking, he goes, oh yeah, and I dropped a deuce, knowing full well he was talking about Beat Mix. But I'm like, out of context, somebody walks by and you're just sharing how you dropped a deuce to another person? Sounds like a very strange conversation.
Deuce too. The first time I played Beat Mix.
Oh, I thought it happened burgers when we were eating earlier. I was like, yeah, Taryn. What? No, is that wrong? Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
What county is Puyallup in?
Oh, Pierce.
Yes. Cinco de Mayo celebrates Mexico's victory at the Battle of Puebla over what country?
France.
Yes. What river runs?
We're all kicking France's ass.
What river runs through Puyallup?
Oh, the Puyallup River.
Yes, it does. During the Washington State Fair, what day of the week is it closed?
Oh, on Mondays.
No.
Tuesdays.
Yes. Yep. How many trumpets are in a standard mariachi band?
There are 3.
No.
2.
Yes. Who is the mayor of Puyallup?
Steve Migs.
No.
Brock Heward?
No.
Chris Egan?
No. How many high schools does Puyallup have?
A lot. I'm going to go 5.
No.
7.
No.
9.
No. In what month does Mexico celebrate its Independence Day?
Mayo.
No.
April.
No.
June.
No. Dang. What Washington City's name translates to the generous people in Lachutzin?
Puyallup.
Yes. How many countries border Mexico?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. Wow. And with that, Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a really good score.
Uh-huh.
But you lost.
Why are we cheering? We should be booing.
Tyrone!
I hate this game, and I'm moving out of Puyallup.
Oh, no.
I do not feel the love.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a brand new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message whenever you feel like it. 24/7, 365, and we have been getting a slew of messages on there, Steve.
Some rather interesting. In fact, one of them, I want you to guess what they're talking about when they said this.
Holy f***, KJ. I'm trying to keep quiet because my wife is asleep. What the f***?
We're going to slide into our VMs after Scorpions.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so stellar if you would leave us a voice message about anything at all. And you can head to the Odyssey app, download it to your smartphone. Very easy to do, Steve Miggs.
Yes, and one of the ones that we got through the Odyssey app, we'll get to it in a second, but just digest this moment.
Holy f***ing I'm trying to keep quiet because my wife is asleep. What the f***?
So you got to try and figure out what the hell is this guy talking about. But before we get to that one, let's get to this voice message right here.
They should call that guy Norman Nipolis.
Nippleless?
Norman Nippleless.
Nipple, like no nipples. Nipple less.
Oh, I thought like maybe an abundance of nipples. So he's like Nippleless.
Oh, nipple.
Like a Greek god.
Yeah. We need to know the spelling.
I have no idea what that conversation is about. I'd imagine that was a conversation that was on the men's room.
That sounds very men's room-esque.
Maybe it's a new member of the show, Norman Nippleless. All right, here's another voice message.
Good morning, Daily Mix Show. I got a question for you all. If you have animals, do you ever just pick them up and throw them?
No.
No.
No, I've never once thought to pick up DJ. And, I mean, I wanted to when she was a puppy because she was a terror. But never once would I think, let me throw her.
No.
And what's your favorite sound effect to add when you throw them? Taryn Daly, I know you have chickens.
Have you ever thrown your chicken?
I mean, I wouldn't say like throw, but I've let them flutter to the ground, you know,
okay.
But not like chucking them.
That's it. No, that's a good point. Cause there was one time, I can't remember what the video was for, but you were I think it was our auditions to be on Survivor. You were holding one of your chickens and you did kind of chuck
just
the chicken.
A little, yeah. But I'm not like, you know, overhand tossing one.
Right.
Just helping it to the ground.
But do you ever pick them up and throw them when they are being rude to each other, or do you just let them be rude? And if you guys have bigger dogs, don't worry about it. This is only a question for people who have smaller animals. And I picked up my mom's orange kitten this morning and threw him. We have about 6 cats, and 2 of them are mine.
Wait, are we getting back into this conversation about what weird thing did your kid do to your pet?
Apparently so. Yeah, I'm not throwing my animals. I mean, when I had a hamster, I used to chuck it against the wall all the time. No, I'm kidding. Never. All right, let's get to the voice message with the person that was trying to be quiet around their wife who was sleeping, apparently.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Any guesses on what this guy was talking about?
No. Fireworks? I have no idea.
Holy f***ing shit. I'm trying to keep quiet because my wife is asleep. What the f***? What a game. Please tell me you were watching this Winnipeg Jets game.
Hockey, baby.
Oh,
playoff hockey. Let's go.
Yeah.
I keep replaying this right here.
Shoots tip.
Playoff hockey is f***ing amazing. Go Jets.
That was Winnipeg and St. Louis.
Winnipeg and St. Louis. Did you catch the game at all?
I did.
St. Louis has always kind of been like one of my secondary teams, so I was kind of pulling for them. But I live for a game that ends with something exciting like that.
I just love all the drama of playoff hockey. Playoff hockey always reminds me why hockey is my favorite sport. Like every once in a while, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm really falling in love with baseball again with the Mariners and, of course, with the Seahawks. And then I'll watch a playoff hockey game. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why this is, to me, the greatest sport on the planet.
We're getting sucked into everything right now, like basketball, hockey, baseball, all of it. Like, this is a great time of year.
And I have the actual audio of that moment. So to put game seven, the goalie for Winnipeg had not been playing well at all. The three losses he got pulled in. And he's, you know, this is the Winnipeg Jets were the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And like, he was considered to be an MVP candidate, best goalie in the league. And for some reason in the playoffs, Connor Hellebuck, I think. And he's like, he's more like hella bad. But just not playing well. He gave up a couple soft goals in this game as well, but then just shut it down for the rest of the game. Talk about a confidence booster. But it went to 2 seconds left in the game. The Jets scored to tie it.
And this was double overtime.
They go into overtime, nothing. Go into overtime again.
Oh, my God.
And then this happens.
He gets it. He shoots. Tip it.
Adam Laurie.
It's always the saddest, though, when you watch the losing
the team.
Oh, my God. It just is crushing. I felt so bad for those guys.
Well, if it's not your team, it's the greatest moment, I think, in all sports.
Absolutely.
I love that at the end of each playoff round, that all the players line up and they shake hands. And, like, you know, you just kind of like, you just kind of suck it up if you lost, or you have a moment of just like kind of being humbled.
Yeah.
But like, I love that moment in hockey. And I'm rooting for the Jets now. They sucked me in. Like, that was such an awesome moment. And they usually don't root for like the best team in the league, but I like to see those guys go far.
All right, let's be Jets fans for the rest of the season.
Are you on board, Danny?
Sure.
He's like, I don't give a crap. The Kraken are out. I don't care. When does Kraken season start up again?
The Daily Mix Show.
On Saturday, while we were at the Red Dog in Puyallup, there was a 10-year-old that was keeping the roast of Steve Miggs' spirit alive. It was fantastic.
What did he say? He was like spitting facts?
Spitting facts. It was the most 10-year-old roast I've ever heard in my life, and you're going to hear it at 7:20.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We just cannot express enough how much we appreciate everybody that came out to hang with us for Sunrise de Mayo Saturday. We were in Steve's hometown of Puyallup, Washington, kicking it at the Red Dog. And it was just a blast from start to finish. While we were there, though, we met a 10-year-old kid, and this went down. We're here with Cohen. He's going to be in fifth grade next
year. Fifth grade? How old does that make you?
Ten.
Ten. Coming on 11.
Sometimes I hear something I say back, and I'm like, what? He's 10. He's going on 11.
What?
Shocking, Steve. Really shocking.
That and 50 cents will get you a bus ticket.
Well, sometimes, I just don't know what to say to a 10-year-old. So I'm like, yeah, you're 10. You're going to go on 11, huh?
Hey.
Hey, let's have fun. Let's party. You want a drink?
Oh, 10.
10. Coming on 11.
I liked how you guys do Beat Migs, really.
Cohen, would you do me the honor of singing the Beat Migs theme song with me right now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Beat Migs! Don't be a loser! Whoa!
Beat Migs! You're a loser!
Some say after Cocomelon, the Beat Migs theme is the most popular song for children.
Honestly, you might be right.
Two of you don't need to stare at me when you say I'm a loser.
That's right, Cohen! Yes. Loser!
Well, that's just facts, honestly.
Did you just say I spit facts?
Yeah, I'm on right here.
Wow.
Well, I guess you gotta put the metal to the pedal.
Hey, Cohen, do you have a favorite joke?
No.
Okay. Cohen, I have a question. Do you smell that?
What?
Smells like Up Dog.
Man, Diggs, when's the last time you took a shower?
Okay, first of all, he's not playing along with your joke time.
He was not tracking my joke.
He wasn't going to do the what's up, dog. Instead, he used it as an opportunity to make fun of the fact that he thinks I smell.
Oh! Wait, has this just become the roast of Steve Migs?
2.0, baby.
Listen, Cohen, let me tell you something. I took a shower earlier this morning.
Doesn't smell like it.
Wow.
Honestly,
are we still spinning facts?
Yeah.
Well, he's my best friend, Steve.
Well, good, because you already lost a friend, so might as well have a new one.
Wow, this is just drama.
It's a lot of drama. Yeah, you know what? You created this drama, Cohen.
No, I'm not here. I'm your imagination.
What was in that pretzel I ate earlier?
Highly recommend those pretzels. They were fantastic.
And Cohen was just on fire.
Meanwhile, his grandma is just dying. Cohen didn't think her name was Karen.
Yes.
He said her name's Karen. It's her name, not her disposition. Yes. Which I thought was kind of funny. But yeah, she was just dying the whole time.
Well, then we ended up meeting someone who works for Pinky's Plumbing.
Karen. I do too. We are here with a celebrity.
We are.
A man that represents one of the finest companies in the Pacific Northwest. We got our pinkies up for Pinky's Plumbing.
Hey, how's it?
I think we were more excited to meet him than he was meet us.
100%. We swarmed him.
Yeah. Like, tell us more about Pinky's Plumbing.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Zach with Pinky's.
All right, no pressure. How's it going? Things get
stinky. Wait, how does it start?
When things get stinky, call Pinky's.
But there's another part.
What happens
when your plumbing backs up and things get stinky, call Pinky's.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
We are terrible at jingles.
Wow.
Killing it. Just killing it.
When your plumbing backs up and things get stinky, call Pinky's.
Pinky's Plumbing.
Perfect.
Yes, Zach.
Yes.
We love the fact that you guys sponsor all of our stuff and sponsor the studio. And the jingle always puts a smile on our face.
Not only that, but the little pink pig is pretty much the cutest mascot I've ever seen in my life.
I need a pinky shirt.
I need one too.
I can see what I can do.
Yeah.
See what I can do.
Zach is the man. All right, pinkies up for Pinkies. Let's go.
Pinkies.
We then met a guy who had a very strange request for me.
All right, we're here with David, the mailbox guy. All right, you had one request for Taryn Daly. What was it?
When she walks out the building, she's got to say, how do you say, go, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Loud as she can. Come on, bitches.
You know it, baby. I got you.
And I
got
to say, you were a woman of your word because as we were leaving, all of a sudden you turned around and looked at the rest of the people because he was still there and you said,
yeah, Daddy, let's go. And you shall receive.
I have to say, though, man, that is an awesome spot, the Red Dog in Puyallup.
We had so much fun. There was a little outdoor area where kids and dogs were kicking it with their parents, yeah. And the inside was totally packed. The food was amazing.
I love all the selection of all the beers and ciders and wine against the wall, and the whole you pour it thing is a really cool way of doing it.
Did you know Danny's a wino now?
Apparently.
Danny was just drinking pint glasses of Pinot Gris.
It was not the idea that I had at the end there, but I was like, I had a lot of beer. I was like, maybe I'll switch to something that goes down a little easier. Wine. Shouldn't do pint glasses of wine, guys.
No.
Lesson learned for this young man.
All of a sudden, he's calling Pinkies.
And the best part about it was, too, is they were like, oh, well, you're not driving, right? And I was like, no, Taryn brought me. And they're like, oh, well, let's go refill your glass.
Have another pint glass of wine.
It was fun because, like, I'd see Danny every, like, 20 or so minutes because we're just out BSing with everybody. And so many awesome rockaholics. And every time I see him, he just looked more and more disheveled. And it was because he had no wine.
Danny's not a wino, he's a wine yes.
And I didn't get to enjoy the pizza there, but man, everybody was raving about the pizza.
And the dogs.
Yeah, the pizza, the pretzels,
the tots. I got to enjoy a couple of tots. One of the rockaholics, he's like, yeah, have some of my tots. I'm like, is that cool? And I looked, you know, and he's like, yeah, of course you can. And his wife gave me approval to do it as well. The wings were good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was 10 out of 10 from every angle.
Go back again in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you guys ever play organized sports growing up?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. If you did, it doesn't matter if this was Little League or maybe you competed at a higher level in high school or beyond. Even a beer league, we'll count that. Call now because we have a very simple question that we would like to ask of you. 206-803-ROCK. If you've ever played an organized sport, call now and we'll chat with you after Stone Temple Pilots. The Seahawks drafted a new safety, Nick Emanwori, and he showed up to rookie minicamp wearing a familiar number, number 3.
How dare he?
During the press conference, he was talking about why that's the number he is wearing, the one Russell Wilson once wore.
How'd you end up getting the number 3? Obviously, that number has some history here, so.
Yeah, man, it was Russell Wilson wore it last, so you know, I kind of was looking for single digits. 7 wasn't available, so I was looking at the next, you know, number that, you know, could mean something to me. But Russell Wilson's one of my favorite quarterbacks, you know, growing up with that Legion of Boom defense. You know, you got an offense, too. So respect to Russell. You know, he did a lot for this organization, did everything he could. So I'm doing what I can in this number. I'm making special on defense in my own way. So
look at him preparing himself for politics after this. How great he was able to spin it around. So it's a positive thing. And number 7 is Uchenna Nwosu.
Yes.
That's why. And he just gave up his old number. So he wasn't about to give up another number for a freaking rookie.
So this leads us to ask a simple question. Brad from Port Orchard, when you played organized sports, what was your number and was there any reason behind that?
Yeah, it was number 7 because it was my dad's number on his softball team.
Awesome. Oh, I love that.
That is so, what a great way to pay tribute to Pops.
That makes me feel very happy inside. 206-803-ROCK. Ron, if you played organized sports, what was your number and why?
I played football in middle school and high school wrestling, but I don't remember my number when I was playing football for Evergreen Middle School. But if I could have chosen a number, it would have been 23 because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I bet there are so many people that rock number 23 because of, and not even just in basketball, but in other sports as well, because people just idolize Michael Jordan.
It's a universal number.
Yeah.
Old Man Kenny, if you played organized sports, what was your number and why?
11. I played organized sports. I don't know how organized they really were.
But you had jerseys.
I was a very good athlete, very fast, could jump to the ceiling. I always picked number 11 because you're number 1 twice. And here's the kicker. I met my wife in 93. It took me 18 years to convince her.
Uh-huh.
And we got married on November 11th, 2011, with 11 people in my side yard. My address is 10811. It's just 11. I've always loved it.
That's crazy.
I love that. But all the 11s.
The craziest part, it took her 18 years to say yes to you. Props to you for still trying.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, I sure hope you were tuned in Friday to the men's room at 5:40 when we gave out the cheat sheet, because this man has a very impressive record of 135 wins, 52 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.